Zakta Elga Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Klayim Perik Dalid Mishnah Hey. So Lamaisa, we learned that if you want to plant Zraim next to a Kerem, you have to have a distance of 4 amos. But that's a Kerem, a vineyard. If it's a single vine, you only have to distance your Zraim by, you remember, 6 Tvachim. So what's called a Kerem? How many rows of vines do I need for it to be called a Kerem? In what formation do they have to be planted in order for me to say, no, this is not a single vine, this is a Kerem, and as a result, you have to separate 4 amos, not just 6 Tvachim, if you want to plant something else. So with that in mind, let's begin our Mishnah. Masechtas Klayim, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Hey. Hanatei, if someone plants Shura, one row, Shal Chomish Kefanim, of 5 vines. Beshamim, the Beshami say, Kerem, you have your Kerem. You want to plant Zeroyim over there? Stay away 4 amos. 4 amos, as explained, is the avodas hakerem, is the amount that you need to work with the kerem, to stand on the outside and do the work that has to be done. Ubesilim, the Basil say, ain't a kerem, it's not a kerem. Achi Yishem, unless you have over there 5 vines that are planted, shteshuris, in 2 rows. We're going to see in the next mission, Be'ez Hashem Yisbrach, what the Basil mean is, for it to be called a kerem, you have to have at least 5 vines, and they can't be in one row. So you would have, let's say, 2 in one row and 3 in the other row, with one protruding like a tail. Exactly how the tzir is, we'll see in the next mission, Be'ez Hashem Yisbrach. But just lining up 5 vines in one row won't make it a kerem, according to the Beis Hillel. The figure, therefore, says the Mishnah, has a day if someone's going to plant a different seed. Arba amos shebekerem, within 4 amos of a vineyard. Beshamim, the Beshamim say, Kiddush Shura Echas. One row of that vineyard, it now becomes Aser. Ubeshilam, the Beshil say, Kiddush Shtei Shuras. 2 Shuras become Aser. So what's happening over here? Normally when a person plants another seed in a vineyard, or within 4 amos, the seeds and the grapes become Aser Behano. That's learned from the Pasuk by Sizra Karmacha Kilayim. And the Pasuk says, Pentigdash Hamaleya, Hazera Ashatizra Usvua Sakarim. What does the word Tigdash mean? Tigdash means it's Aser. Somebody that has Kiddush is separated from a person. The Gemara Masechtas Kiddushin darshins Tigdash as a kind of Rashi Tevois. Tukad Eish. You have to burn it. Klaya Kerem has to be burnt. It's Aser Bana. So whenever we say it becomes Aser Banon and has to be burnt, we use the term Kiddush. Now the Torah says that if you plant Zeroyim too close to a Kerem or in the Kerem, it Asers that Kerem. It doesn't Aser the next Kerem. Just one vineyard it Asers. The Torah says Tuas HaKarem. Just one. So if I'm going to plant my Zeroyim next to a Kerem, it's going to come out, ironically, a Kula according to the Beis Shammai. Because according to the Beis Shammai, one row is already a Kerem. And the Torah says only one Kerem becomes Aser. So according to the Beis Shammai, only the first row becomes Aser. So Beis Shammai Yomim Kiddush Shura Achas. If one row is a Kerem, and only one Kerem becomes Aser, so when you plant Zeroyim, near rows, only the first row becomes Aser. Whereas Beis Hillel, the Beis Hillel say, no, Kiddush Shtei Shurais. 2 rows is a Kerem. So it's not just the first row, it's the first Kerem, and a Kerem is 2 rows according to the Beis Hillel. So put it this way, if I were to ask you if you have 1 row, is it a Kerem or is it not a Kerem? You're going to tell me, because you know the Mishnah, you're going to tell me according to the Beis Shammai it is a Kerem, according to the Beis Hillel it's not. Now suppose I ask you, are the Beis Shammai lechumra or lekula? The Beis Shammai shita that even 1 row is a kerem. Is that a chumra or a kula? So if you understand the Mishnah, you'll tell me, well, it depends for what. On the surface, it's a chumra, and indeed it is. If 1 row is a kerem, that means if you want to plant seeds over here, you have to stay away 4 amos, not just 6 tvach. But in a way, it's a kula too. Because if you do plant seeds too close to the kerem, what becomes aser? Being that only 1 kerem becomes aser, And one row is called a kerem, so that row is also, but the next row is mutter. According to the Beis Hillel, however, who hold that a kerem has to be two rows, so in a way it's a kula, because if you only have one row, you don't have to distance four amos, only six tvachim, because it's not a kerem. But if you do have two rows, and you're going to plant too close, what becomes aser? Two rows. Because two rows are a kerem, and the first kerem becomes aser.